May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, do please take a seat. And as usual, if you are a child and you would like to see and smell some of the things I've brought with me today, do come to the front here. We don't have mats to sit on, but you won't be here that long, so you might just want to stay standing. So do come to the front if you'd like to see and hear and smell some of the things I've brought with me. But first of all, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
I'm told that this year is one in which we'll see things much more clearly. Because throughout we will have 2020 vision. Enough of the jokes. Let's get on to the important things. Did anyone get anything for Christmas? Did anyone get anything for Christmas that was just right? If you did, can you tell us what it was and why it was just right? It was just right for you. Does anyone want to tell us what you got and why it was just the right thing for you? Adults or children. Oh, there's someone over here. Benedict, let's go. Do you want to tell us first? What did you get?
I got guitar socks.
Guitar socks. Why were guitar socks just the right thing?
They're very comfortable and they fit me.
And don't you play the guitar?
Yes.
Yeah, so guitar socks for a guitarist. That's a really good present, isn't it? That's why they were just right for Benedict. And they're comfortable. Did you get something?
Nerf gun.
A Nerf gun. And why was a Nerf gun the right thing for you?
Because I like shooting things.
Oh, right. Did you get something that was just right, yeah?
Oh, big set.
Oh, did you?
Yes, it's electric.
Oh, wow. Why was that right for you?
Because I just like trains, and it's really trains, because it's not really my first one. My first one. I don't have the complete set yet, because I only have half of it.
But you do like trains, so it was the right thing for you, wasn't it? Yeah. Great. So I'm sure you all got lovely things. But what sort of present would you buy for a baby? Any ideas? If you were buying a Christmas present for a baby, what would a baby like?
A rattle?
A rattle, yeah. Guitar socks probably wouldn't be good, would they? Well, they might, I don't know. A rattle would be good, yeah. Not a Nerf gun? No. No. What else would a baby like?
A dummy.
A dummy, maybe. Yeah, babies have dummies, don't they, sometimes?
A baby book.
A baby book. Good one, good choice. Yeah, educational, I like that one. Anything else, a baby? Did you have one? A dummy, yeah, their babies do have them. What else do you think?
Nappies.
Nappies, very useful, a practical choice, I like that. Very good. Did you have one? What would a baby like?
Baby toys.
Baby toys, of course, babies love to play, don't they?
Shoes.
Shoes, yeah, because they might need shoes, yeah, to keep their feet warm, or when they start walking as well. To buy your first pair of baby shoes, they're very important. Well, today we're celebrating Epiphany, aren't we? Did you see the wise men coming to the front? Look, they're all here now. We're celebrating the wise men bringing their gifts to the baby Jesus. But they didn't bring baby Jesus any of those things, did they? Do you remember what they brought the baby Jesus? Do you remember the gifts that they brought? Yeah?
Gold, frankincense and myrrh.
They brought gold, frankincense and myrrh. They don't seem like good gifts for a baby, though, do they? They seem a bit strange. But in fact, for baby Jesus, for our King baby Jesus, they were just right. So let me show you why they were just right. So in here, oh, I've got my other bits that we need in a minute. In here, I've got something that's made of gold. Now, this is made of real plastic gold. So do be careful with it. So look, you can see I've got a crown and gold. Well, that was just right for baby Jesus because gold is expensive. It's precious. And it said something about who Jesus was. It lasts for a long time. We use it to make things like wedding rings and things like that that represent love. And so we use gold for very precious things. And the gold was given as a symbol that actually Jesus is very important. God loves us so much that he gave us Jesus, and we offer the best that we have to him. So the offering of gold is about how we offer the best things that we have to our King Jesus. So that's why gold was just right, because it tells us something about Jesus. And then I've got here some frankincense. Can you see it? Frankincense is a smelly sort of incense, and it smells. So I'm going to have a go at lighting this, so don't get too close. And we're going to see if we can smell the frankincense. Yeah, because people use incense when they pray sometimes, because what happens is it makes a sweet-smelling smoke, and the sweet-smelling smoke rises. Can you see it rising? It rises into the air, just like our prayers go... Oh, you can smell it now. You can smell it up here. I don't know if you can smell it at the back. It rises so that our, as we pray, we can imagine our prayers rising to God. And so frankincense is used for prayer and for worship. And so why do you think we get frankincense is good for Jesus? It's all about prayer and worship. Because the wise men gave him that because Jesus is to be worshipped. And so it was given as a sign that Jesus is to be worshipped. Right, so on to the third one. So we've done gold, frankincense. What else should I have with me? Myrrh. I have some myrrh. Here it is. It's a little tiny bottle. Because myrrh, do you know what myrrh is used for? What myrrh is? Do you know, Noah? It's for healing wounds. It's a kind of like an antiseptic. So when if you know when you cut yourself, do you ever put antiseptic on your wounds? Does anyone put like germaline or Savlon or any of those sort of things when you cut yourself before you put your plaster on? Yeah? You do. It's a bit smelly. It is a bit smelly. It smells like antiseptic. So we'll put it on here. There we go. And you can smell it. Can you smell that? What does it smell like?
Lemon.
Lemony. It smells a bit lemony.
Yummy.
It smells yummy. So this was given because Jesus heals us. Jesus heals us. Jesus was going to die, wasn't he? But he's through his death, he heals us of our wounds. He heals us of our pain and our sorrow. And he brings us new life. So this is about Jesus bringing us new life. So this is a healing. This is a healing thing that was given by the wise men. And it's because Jesus gives us new life. So Jesus is precious. We give our best to him. He is to be worshipped, and we spend time with Jesus in prayer. So that's what the frankincense is for. And the myrrh is because Jesus heals us and gives us new life. And so that's why the three wise men gave actually the perfect gifts to Jesus. Now, we've all got something to do now. You should have been given a strip of paper. Do you have them in your pews? Can you go back to your pews and get your strip of paper? Stay in your pews. Stay with whoever you're with, because you'll need some help for this. Okay, you've all got one of these. You can stay with your parents because you probably need their help. You should have all been given one of these, a strip of paper, and at the end of your strip of paper it has a knot in the end. So we've done the three gifts that the wise men brought. Now we're going to concentrate on the star. We're going to make a star. This is going to make a star. So all you have to do to make your star is to wrap the paper round and round. But before we do that, you've got some pens in your pews, and I'd like you to, on one side of your paper, near the knot, just write down one thing that you need as a gift for the coming year. So maybe not something like a toy, but maybe something like patience. Maybe something like kindness, or maybe being more generous. Something that you'd like to receive, a gift that you'd like to receive for the coming year. Something that will help you over the coming year. Just one word will do. Anything you can think of. And on the other side, maybe something you need help with. So something you'd like to receive. Another thing that you need help with. Perhaps like a big decision. Or making friends. Or maybe getting used to change. Something like that. So something you'd like to receive and something that you think you would like help with. And when you've done that, what we're going to do Okay, so one thing you need help with, or and another thing you can give. You can write something you could give as well. That's another thing you can write. Something you could give, like smiles, or your music, or something like that. So just write your prayers. These are just your prayers. And what we're going to do with them is, once you've written them, we're going to fold the piece of paper over and over and over and over again until we have closed up our pentagon. It's a kind of pentagon shape, so you just wrap your paper round it and round it and round it once you've done that, until all of it is enclosed like that. So we're going to make our prayers into a star. This is where those people with the gift of craftiness and artistic ability can help the others. Because when you've folded it all up, you just need to tuck it in like that. And you should be able to pinch out the corners to make it into a star. It works better if it's smaller. That's why you've got small ones, not like a big one like me. Just push the ends in like that. You've got one. Oh, well done. These are great ones. So you just pinch them out. Got two stars here. Brilliant. There's a star. Okay. Has anyone got a star yet? Got one and a half over here. You've got a star? Brilliant. Benedict's got one if you need any help. Oh, you've got one. Alex has got one. Super. There you go. We've got two down here. You have got one. Oh, yes. Okay. So we're going to hold our stars, if they're... Oh, lovely. Hold your star in your hand, because we're going to offer our prayers together. So you might have things inside your star that you're praying for, things that you'd like to receive, things that you could give. We're going to offer them to God now. Let's pray. You can finish your star if it's not finished later. Loving God, we ask you to bless the thoughts that we have written inside our stars. Help us to be open to receiving what you give us, and be generous as we offer what we have to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.